Yesterday about this time, we were talking about Colorado and the issues they had around legalization of cannabis. The construction industry in this country, very worried about the potential legalization of cannabis because they can't get workers to pass a drug test at the moment. The states are 60,000 truck drivers short currently because they can't get people to pass a drug test successfully. The Children's Hospital, we told you, in Colorado has seen an increase in admissions, an increase in use, an increase in potency. Ministry of Health figures here show that the past decade, cannabis-related hospitalizations have more than doubled. Now, Jo McGuire is the executive director of the National Drug and Alcohol Screening Association in Colorado. She happens to be in the country and is with us. Jo, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, indeed, thank you. We were quoting a guy called Sam Wong, who's at the Children's Hospital, and he's seen nothing but trouble. Are you seeing the same sort of thing? This is all just basically bad news.
Absolutely. Dr. Wong has been wonderful in tracking the data from the very beginning, and he has shown a clear increase in mental health diagnoses for our children, in hospital admissions, in addiction treatments, in child poisonings, and even an increase in homelessness all throughout our state. So one of the things that I wanted to bring up to you, Mike, is I heard your interview the other day with Ms. Swarbrick claiming that youth use has gone down. And it's really interesting, that propaganda and how it gets out there. She doesn't pay attention to the fact that that one sole survey is done within the state of Colorado. It's a voluntary survey. The six largest school districts in our state don't participate. And so we end up only getting the very small rural communities. And then they amalgamate the data. They ignore the grades that went up and just call it flat and try to say that youth use has gone down. Where if you go speak to any school principal or teacher or law enforcement officer in any city, youth use is through the roof. And so don't listen to this skewed propaganda. It's absolutely false.
I was also talking about there were kids. Sam Wong was saying there are kids, these are babies, getting into the edibles in their caregivers' purses. Were there edibles in the caregivers' purses previously, or because it became legal, everyone's eating this stuff now and it's just likely to be in a purse?
Yeah, truly the adults are just, hey, listen, they're not responsible users. They're leaving products around where kids can obtain them. I've seen edibles on the playground where kids can access them because people are careless and they drop them. Kids use them, leave them around, older brothers and sisters, even moms and dads. So, yeah, we have a huge increase of kids getting a hold of these things. And when they look like cookies and candies and brownies and soda pops, of course they can't tell the difference. And then you have, one gummy bear could be anywhere from 6 to 16 servings of THC. And you have a small child, how many gummy bears do they put in their mouth? Yeah. I want to tell you that a few months ago I was able to visit one of the largest approved regulated grow operations in the state of Colorado with the state marijuana enforcement division. And I was accompanying some out-of-state guests who wanted to see how this all works. And our marijuana enforcement division officer started out the tour and the presentation by saying, "This is completely unenforceable. We only go off of complaints. There's no way to get our arms around this whatsoever. And it really is a joke, and we all know it." That comes from your enforcement officers.
Wow.
You have a true problem when the guys at the top who are in charge of enforcing it can't, they openly admit that it's an impossible task. This is not about tax and regulate, especially when you allow a home grow operation, which is nothing but a black market. All this is trying to pump dope into the system, normalize it for everyone to use, and put as much out there as possible.
What about the money raised, the billions of dollars in taxes? What's that spent on, and does it help anybody?
I want everybody to really get a clear picture of the fact that in the state of Colorado, the entire tax money that has been brought into our state is less than 0.1% of our entire state budget. So while that may sound like a lot of dollars, It is an infinitesimal amount of money that cannot possibly be spread around to solve the ills. In fact, we're finding that we're spending $4 for every one tax dollar brought in on these social problems. So, you know, the tax thing is just really a joke. The industry likes to inflate it and make it sound like it's these billions and billions of dollars. The reality of it is, it's not even enough to pay for the regulatory scheme itself. Therein you have a huge problem.
Joe, great to have you on the program. We'll get you back before the end of the year. Joe McGuire, Executive Director of the National Drug and Alcohol Screening Association in Colorado.